Title 10 is a federal program that's geared towards helping low-income or uninsured people receive family planning and reproductive health care, though new regulations have some clinics rethinking their participation in the program. Wyoming Public Radio's Catherine Wheeler reports on how the changes to Title 10 will affect the state's clinics.
Hello. Hi, I'm here to see the director.
Gillette Reproductive Health is like any other doctor's office. There are people waiting, a TV is playing, and there are stacks of magazines. But this clinic is a Title 10 clinic. Julie Price is its executive director. She says Title 10 clinics provide reproductive health care for low-income and uninsured people, but people with insurance can also go there. Price says these clinics provide services like HIV testing.
The services that people come in for are well woman exams or STD testing and treatment or clinical breast exams or mammograms or whether maybe they want to see if they're pregnant. We will do a lot of the contraceptive care. So what we say is we can teach you how to get pregnant or how not to get pregnant.
There are 11 Title 10 clinics in Wyoming, and they're all under the umbrella of the Wyoming Health Council. The nonprofit is responsible for distributing the Title 10 funds to clinics around the state. Earlier this year, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services handed down new regulations that Title 10 clinics have to follow if they want to keep their grant funding. Rob Johnston is the Wyoming Health Council's executive director. He says the new rules limit what staff can say to clients who might be looking for an abortion.
In most of our clinics, we have had RNs or others providing these kinds of services, and now that type of conversation is being restricted to licensed professionals such as physicians, physician assistants, nurse practitioners, what have you.
It's worth mentioning, Title 10 funds have never paid for abortions. They can just provide information for women on the next steps of pregnancy. But with the new rule, only a doctor, physician's assistant, or nurse practitioner can be the one to give pregnant women a list of options for any sort of further health care. The list could include an abortion provider. It just can't be acknowledged as such. Johnston says that's problematic in Wyoming, where those people are only in the office a couple of times a week.
It's really restricting sometimes what can happen on those other 3 days. And it may mean that people have to make appointments months in advance, you know, which could complicate, you know, what their needs are.
He says by certain staff not being able to directly help with referrals, it adds extra hoops pregnant women have to jump through to look for the right provider for them. Because of all this, the Kaiser Family Foundation says more than 900 family planning or reproductive health clinics have left the Title 10 program, including one in our state.
We made the decision along with our advisory council and with staff that it really doesn't serve our patients well to not be able to provide complete medical care.
That's Jody Pond, the Director of Health for the Teton County Health Department. She says of the $38,000 the clinic received from the program, it would have to spend about $8,000 of it hiring someone to help with the paperwork and data they are required to provide in the program.
It's also been very unstable for the last few years, where it should have been a 3-year grant and we've had to write a grant application every 6 months.
Pond says in their county, she's confident they'll raise the money to continue their program. She says they have committed to continuing all of the clinic's services and acknowledges that Teton County's clinic is in a different position than other clinics in the state.
We have the support of our county health department and the infrastructure here. And again, a lot of Title 10 clinics are standalone. And so they have rent to pay and lights to turn on, and so they don't have the, I guess I'd say, luxury to be able to say, you know, we can't do this because of this regulation.
Rob Johnston with the Wyoming Health Council says clinics in other counties may face challenges.
If they want to continue to provide these services, to be honest, they're not in a financial position to be able to find other funding for those services or to reach the clients that have been historically served by them.
And in talking to other clinics around the state, they say they haven't even thought about leaving because Title 10 is the cornerstone of their budget. Johnston says now his focus is on making sure the remaining clinics are in compliance with the new rules while also maintaining the same services. He says part of the changes to Title 10 also includes separating family planning clinics from other kinds of health providers, especially if those clinics are associated with local public health departments.
They're talking about physical location within a building. They're talking about whether or not you have shared electronic health records, whether you have a shared billing system, those kinds of things. And for many of our clinics, they do. Now, that would not be the case in some of our standalone. But in those that are co-located with public health, it could become an issue.
Johnston says his organization has to submit its action plan on how to do that by March 2020. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Catherine Wheeler.